And joining me now in the KRVS studios from the UL Lafayette Veterans Upward Bound program are Dr. Sydney Mitchell, who's the administrative coordinator of the program, and Sam Brannan, who is a counselor with the program and also helps to recruit people to join the program. And I know that you all have been in our studios over the years talking about it, but maybe just kind of give an overview before we talk specifically about orientation and classes coming up of what the Veterans Upward Bound program does here at the university.
Awesome.
It's Sam, I think it's more than just classes. You all offer a variety of services for veterans.
Sure. We refer veterans if they need maybe to looking for a job. They go to the Veterans Service Office here in town. And also, if they want to extend their benefits, they can go to the Veterans Claims Office, you know, to maybe get a 214, and we really need that for our program just to prove that they're a veteran, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm. So really, if they have any questions, they can give your office a call, and you help to facilitate finding answers or directing them to helpful offices.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure.
So in addition to those, you do offer classes for veterans, which is a very important part of what you do here on the UL campus. And these are not classes for college credit. What is the purpose of these classes?
Yeah, the purpose of the courses mm-hmm. are the classes is remediation mm-hmm. for veterans. And let's say a veteran wanted to get just skill sets in computer literacy or the internet. We can offer that as well as science, math, English. We also offer courses in French and Spanish. Everything is on UL's campus, and it's offered in F.G. Mouton Hall mm-hmm. from 5:30 roughly to 9:30. They only have to come one day a week for a class, and everything is paid for. There is no tuition. The books are provided, the book sacks. We can give them everything they need except the will to be a part of the program.
Right, and I guess you have, you know, when you're talking about veterans, you're talking about people who have been, I guess, just recently discharged from the Army and people who perhaps have been out for decades. So you really, you're offering these courses for people who perhaps haven't been to school in years or people who perhaps just finished high school. So you're hoping to, with these courses, give people a transition back into, I guess, a higher education.
Exactly, post-secondary mm-hmm. education. Mm-hmm. And actually, we have veterans that are 19 in our program up into those that are 90. And again, the requirement for being a part of the program, you have to have at least 180 days of military duty. Some of the National Guard unit or reserve units, there are exemptions for them mm-hmm. if they've been deployed. And we would need from them a copy of the DD-214 mm-hmm. as well as tax information. If they have it, if they don't, they can sign a statement of eligibility. And we will basically just income verification, allow them to join the program, and be more than happy to have them.
So what is the most advantageous part of these courses? What does it really help them do? Because they're obviously coming into this program with a lot of different goals. Some perhaps want to go to community college, some to the university here. What do the classes offer them?
Yeah, I think it offers them an opportunity to identify maybe some of the deficiencies and build in those areas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It also helps them discovery. They may not know that they had this appetite for more information about learning about the computer, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And as they take that class, they start to discover, wow, I really enjoy Excel. I enjoy Microsoft, maybe PowerPoint. And they start to find out more things about themselves in the process.
Right. And I guess anyone thinking about going back to school after a period of time having been out, it's kind of scary. Just thinking about being in a classroom with kids who have been studying and
Correct.
Taking classes for a long time. And so it really offers them a transition period. And, you know, if you look at, say, a course of studies at the university, if you see French or you see, English 101 and you've been out of school for a while, that's scary to look at those. And
Exactly.
you're wondering whether you actually can do the work. So this is a way, without having to risk college credit,
Right.
where you can sort of get your feet back into studying and being in a classroom setting.
Yes. And with that, it's safe. It's mm-hmm. also very much the camaraderie approach, which veterans also truly appreciate. Everyone in that class is a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And all levels of skill sets, we've had individuals that couldn't turn the computer on to those that were already doing PowerPoint. And we can offer something to each one of them, provided they want to be a part of the program. Mm-hmm.
And Sam, I know you've been with the program for a long time and have had experience with many students over the years. What have you heard from them? What have they most appreciated about these courses offered through the program?
Well, they all want to take computer, for one thing.
That's very important these days, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We fill up the computer literacy class on Monday nights. We fill that up pretty quick. So we encourage veterans, if they want to take that class, to make sure that they contact us immediately. In fact, one reason why we're here today is because we have our orientation registration this coming Saturday morning at 8:30. We're serving breakfast, and I'll be glad to have any veteran that would want to come by to be in our classes. It's absolutely free, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. And if they bring a veteran with them, we're going to give an extra little gift or surprise. Sean was calling it a gift.
Go on and share with them what that gift
is. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually will be able to obtain a T-shirt, mm-hmm, and or a Veterans Upward Bound cap. The whole issue is to make sure that veterans know about or are aware of the program. You know, whether or not they want to be a part, that's up to that individual. But we want to make sure that they get the information.
Right. So if there are any veterans listening or family members who know that someone in their family who's a veteran now might be interested in taking these courses, either just for the course itself or to continue on in post-secondary education, they could go to this orientation. And there's no obligation. If you go to the orientation, you're just there to find out more about the courses, and you can sign up there if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And our classes actually start the 27th of January, you know, so the orientation would tell them everything they need to do, you know, application 214, like Dr. Mitchell was saying, tax, and we provide all the forms and everything that they would need to register for the class and, you know, be successful, you know, and I think they really enjoy it. I think they all have a lot of fun, and they get together and they talk, you know, war stories or whatever, and have the camaraderie, you know, and I think they really enjoy the classes. We've been here 25 years. It's coming August. So,
and a lot of veterans have taken advantage of these courses, mm-hmm, over
the
years.
Yes, mm-hmm. We've had veterans that have actually graduated. One graduated top of the class in the entire university. And on Saturday, as Sam shared, at 8:30, the whole time that it would take to actually get through orientation is going to be about an hour and a half. So they won't have to give up their whole morning to be a part of this experience. Roughly 8:30, and for 10 o'clock, they will be done.
Okay, and breakfast, as Sam mentioned. And both of you have used the word camaraderie.
Correct.
And I think that's very important. It must be, if you've mentioned that, to getting people back into an academic setting, that sense of everyone has a shared experience and that you're not just dropped into a classroom with 18-year-olds who have no idea what you've been doing or experiencing. So this is a good way, a good transition into academics with people who've shared the same experiences.
Yeah, and I actually think it's the best practice model. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things that's necessary for them to be successful and help them be most resilient as well.
Mm-hmm. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about the Veterans Upward Bound Program here at UL Lafayette. The director, the administrator, Dr. Sidney Mitchell, Sam Brannon, who's a counselor with the program for many, many years, talking about an orientation that will be held this Saturday, 8:30. And where is it going to be?
It's going to be in the Cluett Hall, mm-hmm, and that's room
111.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if they come onto the campus, Sam can share with them exactly how to get there, Sam.
Yeah, they get lost. They can call me at 482-5818 or 482-5819. That's our numbers. Again, 482-5818 or 482-5819.
Okay, and DeCluett Hall is one of the oldest buildings on campus. It's
exactly.
I mean that in a very complimentary way. It's a beautiful old building.
Amen on that.
Yes. But it's the little short boulevard on campus, Hebron Boulevard.
Right.
The library's at one end, and DeCluett is all the way at the other end. So right at the corner of University mm-hmm, and Hebron Boulevard.
Right next to where the police, all the police patrol cars are parked.
Right.
So we're very safe.
Yes. And the post office.
Absolutely.
Right, post office.
Yeah, so right next to there, again, the corner of University and Hebron Boulevard, that's DeCluett. And the orientation is this Saturday. No obligations.
No
you can just show up and find out more about these courses.
Yes, and we want to remind them that there is nothing that it's going to cost them. There's no charge to the veteran. We're funded through the Department of Education. It's a grant-funded program. We've been around since 1989. We have a five-year grant now, so we will be here What we need is their participation mm-hmm. so that we can best serve them that have served.
All right. And list the classes again that you'll be offering this spring.
Sure. We have English, which is on the Tuesday night. Well, let me start with Monday first. Mm-hmm. That might help. The Monday night will be computer literacy. On Tuesday will be English and Spanish. On Wednesday night will be the math course and the French course. And then on Thursday night will be our internet course as well as our science course on the Thursday night.
And how many classes can you take? Is there a minimum or maximum?
We recommend that the veterans try not to take more than two.
Okay.
Because of their adult lifestyle, which mm-hmm. has many requirements.
Probably have a job. And
have a job, family. Babysit, grandparents, mm-hmm. all those things.
Right.
But we have had veterans successful at taking three. Mm-hmm. But if they want to take one and get a feel for what the program is like, we're here for that purpose, help serve them.
Okay. So it's depending upon their schedule. It's not imposed upon them. They can choose as many or as few as they like. And, of course, you're very helpful. I mentioned that you're a counselor as well. So you all have counseling services for them also in this program.
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. It's college preparation, evening classes, and I want to make sure I emphasize that. Mm-hmm. Classes start at 5:30, mm-hmm. Roughly for no later than 9-ish. They're mm-hmm. pretty much done for that day. So if they have a job, 5:30, we're here for them one night a week if they want to take it or more if they want to do so.
All right.
And Sam can share some of the other services that we offer if you'd like.
Yes.
Sure. We have things like we have like a travel stipend. We have if they want to get their GED, they can also, you know, prepare for that. We'd want them to take the academic classes for that. And we do have some veterans that were in the military that at that time that did not require a high school diploma. And we have cultural activities. Sometimes we have actually gone to the museum, the World War II Museum in New Orleans. We had a great time doing that. And we might maybe do that this summer, maybe, hopefully. See, this summer, that's kind of wild saying this summer is already, you know, the beginning of the year. And we help them with, you know, career counseling or, like I said before, if they wanted to have, they need a job. We have the unemployment office here in town. And they have veterans counselors there that actually help them to actually get a job, help them to get a job if they want that type of thing.
Yeah, I want to just interject that also the stipend is given as a gas reimbursement, and the veteran actually is awarded up to $40 a month to make sure the gas that it would cost them to drive to campus, that there is not, you know, totally the cost of that is on them.
Right.
So even the gas is somewhat of a reimbursement for that trip.
So people can find out more about that during the orientation.
They can find
Saturday.
It all out, yes.
Right. Again, this is about Veterans Upward Bound here at UL Lafayette. There is an orientation this coming Saturday at 8:30 in DeCluett Hall.
Correct.
If you have questions, you can attend. There's, again, no obligation. You're not signing up for anything if you don't want. You can go ask questions about the courses and the program. Bring a friend. They can learn more about this as well. As Sam was mentioning, there are all kinds of services in addition to the courses that are offered during the week. And those courses begin on the 27th?
On the 27th mm-hmm. will be the first night for computer literacy. Mm-hmm. And then it will follow straight through the Thursday. There are no classes at all on Friday. So if they take a class one night a week, two if they take more than one, and that's pretty much how it goes.
All right. Do you all have a web presence on the university's website?
We do. Mm-hmm. We can actually be found at http://gs.louisiana.edu/vub/
Okay.
Find us there.
All right. Or I guess if you just go to the university's website, maybe you type in Upward
Bound. Yes,
Upward Veterans
Bound.
Upward
That's
Bound.
Quicker.
So if you go to the UL website, they do have a search bar there, and you could find the page for Veterans Upward Bound.
Definitely. And we'd like to, I'd love to share the number.
The number also? Yes.
482-5819. That's our main office number. My office number is 482-5818. Dr. Mitchell is 482-5835.
Okay, and we'll have those numbers here at the radio station as well.
And we also have two other counselors that they can contact.
Right.
We have Linda Cockrell, who can be contacted at 482-5820, as well as Shauna Landry, who can be contacted at 482-5068.
So lots of people willing to help you and answer questions about the UL Veterans Upward Bound program.
That's why we're here.
They're for you. These courses, as you said, Dr. Mitchell, are completely free.
Correct.
And worth finding out more about. So if you're a veteran, you know a veteran, you're related to a veteran, let them
yes.
know about this program. Orientation, 8:30 to CLUIT this coming Saturday. And, of course, you can find out more information on the web as well. Well, thank you both for coming by. And
thank you.
We
thank
look
you
forward
so much.
To having you back over the course of this grant to let more people know about the program.
Great. Thanks so
thank
much.
You.
We appreciate it.